You're listening to the Daily Bible Lesson, and I am Brother Don. Today is the 31st day of studying Revelation, and our focus is Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. We are using the Passion Translation. The voice of Jesus says to us, "My people, come out from her," meaning Babylon, "so that you don't participate in her sins and have no share in her plagues." He continues, "She, Babylon, exalted herself and lived luxurious, but she will be burned with fire, for mighty is the Lord who judges her." Are we being called to leave our homeland? No. We must remove ourselves from the false values being imposed upon us. We must shed the practices of a materialistic Babylon and show the world a different way of living. Craig Keener, in his commentary on Revelation, points out that many of us as Christians are deficient in the help given to our poorer brothers and sisters in the Lord, not only in our Western nations, but also those who are overseas and face oppression and even violence and death because they are Christians. How can we indulge ourselves while others suffer persecution for what they believe? This occurs because we share many of the blind spots our culture has. We get caught up in the short-term problems highlighted in the headlines, rather than God's long-term purposes. We must leave behind our thinking that has so much in common with Babylon. Dr. Keener speaks of injustices of many varieties. The Christian group Promise Keepers asked white participants in their meetings to apologize to black Christians for their sins of racism. They were criticized harshly by many for this suggestion. We need to remember that the majority of Christians today live in the poorest of countries under constant threat of starvation and persecution. Yet, we could provide everyone in developing countries with basic education, health care, and clean water for the amount of money we spend on playing golf each year. Keener cites dozens of scriptures that encourage us to resist the consumer culture of which we are part and provide for brothers and sisters in the Lord overseas. In short, we must become more intentional in using our resources as God instructs us. "Come out from among them and be separate," 2 Corinthians 6:17 tells us. A key way to do that is by using our money in a manner consistent with biblical values and resist the forces of our Babylon. This is Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. Remember the words in the conclusion of Revelation. "I, Jesus, sent my angel to you to give you this testimony to share with the congregations. I am the bright morning star, both David's spiritual root and his descendant." Chapter 22, verse 16.